Like I said earlier, your project, this one, your project brief is your contract. Later on, you will evaluate your whole project against what you've set in the project brief. Ideally, your project brief does not change unless you have agreed to really change the specifications of the project. Later, meron tayong pag-usapan about changing project specifications. But one of the key things for us to kind of know and learn is how to set goals, how to set objectives. Okay. Narinig nyo na ba yung SMART? I think back in college or in high school, they taught us to set SMART goals. What's SMART again? S is for specific, M is for, A is for, okay, R is for, uy. All right, and then T is for, okay, so I'm just gonna put it here. Okay, so SMART objectives, okay. Ito, setting clear objectives is a vital part of project preparation. Okay, if your objectives aren't clear, it's hard to measure against it. Alam mo yung kapag nag-evaluate kayo, so, nagawa ba natin? Tapos hindi clear yung objective. Parang nagawa naman natin. Alam mo yan, so yan. So we don't want that kind of evaluation. We want it to be clear. Okay, so, SMART is, you're right, specific. Okay, you need to go down to the detail. Okay, specific. M, measurable. Okay, so later on, pag sinabi mo, okay, so, for your project, you want to invite your victory group leaders. Ilan? Right? Okay, you want to invite newcomers. Ilan? Measurable, right? Okay. Specific is sino, right? A is for actionable. Okay, so you're right, actionable. Or sometimes agreed. Sometimes you don't agree on the objectives. It should be agreed. Okay. R is realistic or relevant to the organization's needs. Okay, and then T is time. Okay, so if you're going to say, we want our worship service to grow by 30%. Kailan? Right? Does that make sense? Okay. So specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, timed, or agreed, realistic, and timed. Okay. Let's put it to the test. Okay lang ba? So let's have a plenary activity. I'll show you a statement, and then tell me if it's SMART or not. If it's not SMART, bakit? And how can you make it SMART? Can we do that? Okay. Para naman may konting excitement. All right. Okay, so judge if the objectives are SMART. If they do not meet the criteria, rewrite the project objective. Okay? Okay, number one. Okay. For this project, our objective is to increase the number of volunteers this year. Is it SMART or not? Who says it's SMART? Who says it's not SMART? Okay, why? Can someone take the mic? So, sabay isang mic. Ay, nandiyan pala. All right. Why is it not SMART?
There's no target number.
Okay, there's no target number. Good. Okay, so what's missing?
The measurable.
Measurable. Anything else? Why is it not SMART? Pass the mic. Sabi niya. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Of volunteers for what ministry?
Right. So it's not
specific.
It's not specific. Okay. So it's not measurable. It's not specific. All right. Anything else? Yun lang. It's not measurable and it's not specific. It's not actionable.
Seems more a goal than an objective.
Okay.
It's not actionable. Like how will that be done, or what step will be taken?
Okay, so you want to write it with a by doing so and so. Okay, so it's not actionable. And anyone else?
I think the words this year. So it could have been like by October or November of this year.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Galing nyo. Huwag tayo mag-activity. Okay. All right. Sige, let's try it. Let's try another one. Let's try another one. Okay. Second. Ito. To invite more first-timers in the single street, is it SMART? Who says it's smart? Not smart? Why? Okay. Different people naman. Over at that side, why is it not a smart objective?
How many first-timers and when is the singles retreat?
Okay. How many first-timers? Good. Okay. Anything else? Okay na. So if you put first, how many first-timers, that would make it smart. Yes? Time-bound. Which singles retreat? Baka naman next year, di ba? Okay. Natama, right? So we need to be time-bound, right? Okay. So maybe to invite, I don't know, 10% more. Maybe it's a percentage, maybe it's an absolute number. Okay. First-timers for the singles retreat in 2015. Okay. Good. Is it too easy? Oh, okay naman. Okay activity. Iba parang, so easy. Grabe. With my eyes closed. Alam mo ganyan. All right. Okay, sige. Let's try this one. Triple the number of victory group leaders by the end of the year. Okay, sige nga. Triple the number of victory group leaders by the end of the year. Is that smart? Who says yes? Okay. Who says no? Oh, sige. Who says no? Oh, sige. Okay. Val, why not?
Dura ako lang. Ano, feeling ko, sa tingin ko hindi siya realistic na triple the number. Yun lang naman yung sa akin. Baka masyadong malaki yung times 3.
Grabe, 300% growth of victory group leaders. Grabe, dali-dali doon, di ba?
So, oh, so,
right, so baka hindi siya realistic. Okay, good. Anyone else? Yes. Hirap tong mic na. Sorry, sige.
Yeah, well, it says triple the number. How many are we talking about? Like the current rate.
What's the baseline?
Yeah.
Okay. So trip from what to what, right? So it could have been more specific. Oh, okay. Kasi baka by the time you evaluate, you didn't know what the base number was. So namit ba natin? Parang oo. Alam mo, di ba? We don't know. Okay? So it's not specific. Good. Anyone else? How can you make this better? So maybe hindi triple. Maybe quadruple, ganun. Maybe double. Okay, or increase by 50% or 30%. Okay, so more realistic. Right? Put the baseline. Good. Anything else? Varsha. Yan. So, December 1 ba? End of the year na sa'yo? Baka naman may 30 days pa, di ba? Mag-raise ng dalawang victory group leader. Alam mo yan, so that could be more specific and time-bound. Okay. Good. Anyone else? Yes.
Maybe we can include an action plan like by or through.
Pwede. Yes. Just to... Yes, Meg. You were gonna raise your hand.
For youth, victory group leaders. Good. Adults. Yeah.
So were you referring to all victory group leaders? The youth victory group leaders? The family singles or the married... So you're getting it, right? So the reason we need to be specific later on so that when you evaluate, you can be very sure if you hit it or not. Kasi if this is vague, ang laki niya. And then, I mean, so if this is vague, then it's unclear. You don't know how to score it. Yung iba sa inyo, mamaya pa makuha yun. So, ano man, but the point is, it needs to be smart. Okay, good. Your last two examples. Ito. Lifebox, to be present in more campuses this year. About that. Is that clear enough? Is that smart? Okay. So by this time you got the hang of it na, no? So how can you make this better? How many campuses? Where? NCR or provincial? When this year? Okay.
What does presence mean?
Correct. What does it mean to be present? Do you mean Lifebox organization? Or do you mean a victory group or a victory group inside the campus? You get that? So see, when you have when you put objectives like this and you launch a project, also mas present ba tayo, and everyone's looking at each other and say, so anong sabihin ng present? So you don't know if you hit it or not. So that's the value of setting very clear objectives. Does that make sense? So so I'm trying to equip you later on as you write, kasi sometimes your project sponsor isn't as detailed as you. Pero later on, when you have a group evaluation, if you didn't make that smart, you'll have a very difficult time assessing if you hit it or not. Yes? So yun. So I just wanted to do this exercise so that everybody, okay. Okay, sige. Oh, tama, na-hit natin yun. Okay, so it's specific, measurable, okay, actionable, relevant, and time-bound, or realistic and time-bound. Okay, I won't go through the other examples. I think you kind of get the point. Good. Fast learners. Okay. How's your, so how are your objectives? Sabay rewrite lahat. All right, so, okay. So I just wanted you to have a shot trying to write your own objectives and then seeing this. And then later on, you're thinking, ay, shucks, it's not specific enough. It's not measurable enough. All right, so is it time-bound? Okay, okay. Right, actionable. Good. So just to recap this part or this phase, okay? When you initiate, the focus is clarity. The recommended activity is an initial meeting with your project sponsor and key members of the team, okay, to map out what the project brief is. The main objective is a well-articulated project rationale and objectives and the project team's buy-in. So now you know how to write very clear objectives. So that's part of the skill. Okay? Pero, okay. Speak the truth in love. Para ano ba yan? Di measurable objective mo. Alam mo yan? So pag nakita nyo yung mga objective ng mga tao, yeah. Just help them with the smart criteria. Okay? And the main deliverable is not just a completed project brief, but an approved project brief. Kasi baka kayo lang may alam na yun yung project brief. Right? Until that's approved, then you can't proceed. That's your contract. Then later on, you'll go back to that and say, no, this is what we agreed on, so are we changing this or not? Yes? Good. Okay. All right. So we can now proceed to the next. Okay. So with the project brief, the next phase is planning. Planning. Okay. They say that people don't plan to fail, they just fail to plan. All right. Totoo naman eh, diba? Without planning, everything is an emergency. Ay, oo nga pala. Ay, we forgot. Ay, oo nga. Right? Okay. Planning is trying to see things ahead. In Proverbs, that's what you call prudence, is to be able to see ahead. Right? Prudence is a derivative of the word providence, to see ahead. Right? So, that's what planning is for. And ito lang, we're too busy not to plan. I mean, we have so many things to do. There's so many things on the line. If we don't plan and things kind of fail, we don't have time for that. We don't have time for wrong objectives. We don't have time for projects that are imploding. Okay, we need to make the most out of every opportunity. Therefore, we need to plan. Personally, in my work experience coming from different companies, the principle of project management for me is this: everything is easy so long as it's early. Okay. So, and you can only do things early when you plan it. Eh. Kasi ito mo, when it's not early, it's expensive. Wala nang choice. Forced to good. Ito, rush. Okay, so mahal. Right? Rush, so pangit. You know what I'm saying? Parang the complexity comes because you're running after the deadline because you weren't able to plan early. But if everything is early, then everything becomes easy. Ah, hindi, okay lang. We have 10 more weeks. We can still canvas for different suppliers, different options, different giveaways. So it doesn't become complex, right? So if you want to simplify your life, you need to plan and you need to do things earlier. So that's the basic. It's simple, no? But people forget it, eh. Right? Sometimes parang, oo nga. Diba? Lagi tayo nagyan. Ah, what? this week na yon. Naku, wala pa tayong, o sige, ganyan na lang. Eh, mahal eh. Ano? Eh, sige, sabi mo dun sa printer rush na yan. Yan, di ba? So, mag-add down ng 20%. Ano, sige, wala na tayong choice. Right? So, you're running out of choices. You're probably going to go, not gonna hit your budget because you didn't do things early. Alright? Okay. So, that's why planning is so important. Okay. For this phase, the output is a project plan. Okay. And there are four elements of any project plan. And this is a very, very simplified version. It's more complex than this in reality. Pero just to keep things simple for now, the first is scope. The second is resources, then time, and then money. Okay? Scope, resources, time, and then money. Okay, I'll explain each one. Okay, first, scope. Scope refers to project parameters. Ano yung kasama dun sa project? So itong project na to, for example, Discipleship 2015 is for Victory Metro Manila. Yun yung project parameter. Yun yung scope. Okay? So pag maraming, actually maraming gustong sumama pa, but we're saying, no. For this team and for this project, we said that this run is for Victory Metro Manila. Okay? Pag nag-i-increase yung scope, mamaya I'll talk about it. Okay? It's called scope creep. Kaya nakasama yung IMUS. Kasi kaming Cavite. Naka-shoot sila doon eh. Alright? So it expanded beyond. But that caused problems for us because, oh no, we didn't consider them. Because we said that these are the parameters. It's important, it's equally important to say what is not within scope or what is out of scope as much as it is important to say what's within the scope. Okay? So for example, my appreciation dinner. Scope. Victory group leaders only. Pwede sama yung volunteers? Hindi. Victory group leaders only. Sama na natin yung volunteers. Walang budget. Diba? So, you're saying, hanggang dito lang yan. That's scope. Those are parameters. Okay. Okay. Goals and then requirements. Okay. So, what are the requirements for, diba? What are your specs okay, for this project? That's part of scope. Okay. Now, later on, you as project owner will have to pay close attention and guard the scope of the project. Kasi pag yan biglang lumaki, you will find it very complex to manage. Eh, sometimes may ideation yung mga pastor nyo. Ay, alam mo, naisama natin to. Maglagay tayo ng special number. Alam mo yun, sasayo lahat ng mga pastors. Alam mo yun? Eh, wala naman sa plano yun. Diba? Wala sa budget yun. Wala sa timeline yun. Diba? Right? And okay, so later we'll talk about that, especially in controlling and executing. Yeah, but it's important to know what the scope is from the get-go. Okay, scope. What are you working on right now? Say, for example, when we redesigned our discipleship books. Okay. So ito yung scope. Okay. Cover. Okay. Ano lang, yung basic material. Okay, we're not gonna do one-to-one for kids. Not yet. That's out of scope. You get what I'm saying? Parang, but so when people start saying, oh, but niyo ginawa to? No. It's not within scope. Okay, so you need to define what is in scope and what is out of scope. Okay, second, resources. Resources. Okay. Pag sinabing resources, different things. First, people. Sometimes we forget, ay, wala tayong exit to do this. You forgot to allocate. Right? So, kailangan nyo pala ng tatlong tao to set up, but you forgot, you didn't tell your facilities. Right? And on the event itself, no one's setting up the venue for you. It's important to know your people requirements. How many volunteers do you need? What are the talents that you need? Okay. You need to map that out. If you forget, it will become very, very difficult for you when you're about to implement and say, oh no, we forgot. We don't have this kind of person. We forgot to invite the music team. Or you're about to do an event. Hala, who's doing our registration? Hindi ba sinabihan yung admin ministry? Oh, I forgot. You forgot. So, di ba, people. So, suddenly, kayo na yung admin. Ay, welcome po. Kumagawa na kayo ng instant ID. Di ba? Kasi nakalimutan nyo yung people. Right? So, people, important. Logistics, venue, transportation. Okay? oh, parating na yung guest natin, may parking ba siya? Oh no, we forgot to reserve the parking. Alam mo yun, yung mga ganyan. So you need to know those things. Okay? Logistics. Alright? So transportation, venue, okay? Nandiyan na yung buong project team, wala kayong meeting room, you forgot. Right? So that's what logistics is, diba? Sometimes it happens. Okay? Oh, ready na tayo mag-meet. Saan tayo mag-meet? Oh, wala pala tayong meeting room. Mrs. Fields na lang. Alam mo, so, alright. Mga usual work around dito. I just learned. Okay. Okay. And then, maybe equipment that you need to rent. Okay. So, that's part of logistics. Do you need to augment your lights? Do you need a follow spot? Because you don't own one in your centers. Diba? Not all centers have a complete set of AV, okay, audio, video, and lights. So sometimes you have to augment. That has to go into your resources. No, okay. Later on, it will translate to budget. But the point is, you need to identify what they are. Recently, we just had a technical meeting with Araneta for Ignite, with all of our suppliers, detailing everything that we need. So this was important. Eunice was our point person for this. She said, okay, I need this. I need cameraman here. I need this for my stage. I need so everything. Okay. Logistics. And then materials. What are your materials? These are your printables, your merchandising, your props. Diba? Kailangan natin ng video. Okay. Oh no, wala tayong banners. Right? So we forgot to print banners for. So you need to detail that. If you're doing a custom experience or a great experience element, what are the materials involved? Right? Okay. Food. Diba? Sa logistics din pala yun, food. Okay. Nandun na yung buong team mo, wala pa lang budget pang pagkain. So, abono ko ngayon. So, diba? So don't forget. So resources. If you notice, you really have to sit down and think about it. You can't do this madalian. Otherwise, later on, yung nga eh, when people fail to plan, they plan to fail, right? So, third is time. Okay, when it comes to time, three things. First, task durations. Task durations. How long will it take for you to do a certain task? How many days do you need to secure 60 people in a banquet? Okay. How much time do you need to reconcile certain things on the finance end? To liquidate, to all of these things, to request, right? If you miscalculate task durations, it's going to affect the whole project. If you forgot that it takes so-and-so days to secure an RFF and get the check, and your supplier is knocking on your door and you still don't have it, that becomes difficult, right? Makakaya, right? So you need to be able to estimate task durations. Now, be very careful in assuming. Sometimes, okay, you're a new project owner. So assume mo, and I'm going to make use of the comms department since it's my department now, so I own everything that happened there, past, present, in I guess future. So parang si Lord. Anyway, we said, sige, let's order the slap bands. Okay? Let's order it from China. Total, yung customs, ito lang naman eh. But really, if you didn't look into how complex that approval is at customs and how much red tape there could be, and you assumed it's not going to make it on time, and it didn't because we got held because it was Chinese New Year and all of these things. So what I'm saying is, parang for me, when you have difficulty in estimating what the project duration is, you have to involve the team. You have to consult with experts. So how much time will this really take? Kasi sometimes, in your mind, madali lang. Tapos nung gagawin mo na, oh my gosh, mahirap pala talaga. It's taking longer than what I originally intended. I committed we're gonna be done by this date. So what happens now? Because that moved, the whole project moves. Now, the big problem is when you can't move the launch date, you're in trouble, right? So, yun lang. On task durations, it may seem easy. One way to represent task durations is a Gantt chart. Diba? You've seen what Gantt charts look like. Diba? We like shading those things in Excel. Ooh, grabe, parang 3 weeks. Sila, that's a shade mo. Yellow, my favorite color, ganyan. I mean, that may seem simple, but if you miscalculate that, your whole project will be delayed. So you'll mismanage it. It's no longer on time. It's no longer on target. Maybe not within budget. So careful, right? Task durations. Second, dependencies. Also be very careful about dependencies. Dependencies tell you which one needs to go first. It's sequencing. Sequencing. If you do, diba nga, it's a sequence of interrelated complex tasks. If you don't sequence properly, magkaka problema. Right? So if you went ahead and you forgot to secure an approval, a dependency pala yung approval. So you're spending money that you shouldn't be spending because you're not covered with a decision. You get it? So dependencies are critical. Okay. There's a tool for this. I don't have time to elaborate on the tool, but if you can write it down and research it, it's called a work breakdown structure, WBS. If some of you took management classes, it's work breakdown structure. It helps you. Basically, it sounds complicated, pero basically, parang ano lang yan, gumagawa ka lang ng tree. Okay, kung ito yung malaking project, ano yung mga parts ng project, ano yung mga... So you kind of just break it down into a tree. And then after breaking it down, all of the things at the bottom, you sequence it. Right? So, yeah, we don't have time to go through that. But if you want to be very scientific about it, if you're the type, if you're an input person or a learner kind of person, and it's a very complex project, it's worth doing. You don't have to do that kung ano lang pala, parang sobrang simple in project na ikaw lang. Okay. But if it's a huge project, then maybe that's something that's worth doing. Kasi if you don't map out your dependencies, it gets really complicated really, really quickly. Right? So, if you forgot that we need to consult Araneta before bringing in certain things, and then they're now calling you, hindi kami makapasok, ayaw kami papasukin ng Araneta, you missed a dependency. And you're going to have a problem. And you're trying to call management on the day itself, pwede bang papasukin? Ah, sir, wala kasing permit. Ah, may permit ba yun? You forgot. So, you know, saying, parang that's a dependency. We need to be very careful about it. Alright, so I'm not sobrang serious ko ba. Anyway, I just can't stress it enough because I know you can all relate. Tama ba? At one point or another, nagawa natin to eh. Oh gosh, we forgot. Tapos, alam mo yun? Tapos, lumakas yung faith mo kasi pray ka ng... Alam mo yun? Lord, grabe. Grabe. Make a way. You know, kumakata ng Don Moen, God will make a way. Alam mo yun? Sobrang dated na. Alam mo yun? So, what I'm saying is, I mean, okay naman, there's the power of the Holy Spirit, but there's also wisdom, okay? I mean, there's favor, good, but we can't rely on, parang we can't manage by exceptions, parang we can't make the exceptions the norm, eh. Okay? Kung nakalimutan mo lang talaga, well, ano, pero sana, more often than not, you're planning properly, right? Even the Bible says, in his heart, a man makes his plans. There's a place to plan, right? So, that's what I'm saying. Dependencies. Okay, is this helping you? So, yun. I can't highlight that enough. And of course, deadlines. Okay, we hate deadlines, but we need deadlines. Okay, deadlines. Right? Sana yung deadline di gumagalaw. Sometimes, sa sobrang relational natin, grabe, ano eh. May family thing kasi, ay, oh, sige, move na lang natin. Alam mo, parang ganun, diba? Tapos kaka-move, and then before you know it, there's another... jargon that I'm going to throw here that you can research later on. It's called critical path. Critical path. The critical path is the longest necessary time it will take to finish the project. If, ibig sabihin, for you to finish the project, if you take the hardest and longest things in the timeline, that's your critical path from start to finish. Ito, pag may gumalaw sa critical path, gagalaw buong project. So those are the things that you kind of guard. So I'm just throwing it out there as a concept. If it's going over your head, it's okay. But I'm just saying that if you're the type who wants to catch that, Later on, you'll as you read about it. Siguro I'll draw a meron ba tayong whiteboard marker. Usually, when you do a Gantt chart, ito yung favorite natin sa Excel, di ba? So, angit. Okay, so, hindi marunong mag-drawing ng Gantt chart. Di ba yung sinishade nyo yan? Yan, sinishade nyo, di ba? O, tapos ito, ganun. Okay, tapos ganyan. Alright, so, if you get the longest one, this is your critical path, for example. That's your critical path. Some of the things you can do, you can start anytime. Tapos hindi naman siya dependent, kaya mo gawin anytime, di ba? Dito, tapos na. Pero this is the longest it will take for the whole project. If anything moves there, your whole project will move. So be conscious on what those things are, right? That's part of managing your deadlines and task durations. So for example, building construction. Did you have your renovation projects in your churches, diba? May mga ganyan, building renovation. Even for in building phase two. Usually, the critical path requires construction permit. Diba? We can't start construction without the permit. Diba? Marami yan, electrical, ganyan-ganyan. Lahat ng mga pertinent government-required permits. Pag may isa doon na delay, guess what? Delayed yung construction, right? That's an example of critical path. And then if it moves, everything moves. You get it? So, ayun. So for your project, what is the critical path? Good for you to know. And that's my small addition to deadlines. Right. And lastly is money. Yan. Okay. Importante to. Right? Budget. Okay. So, setting the budget, finding your estimates, and then managing costs. Okay, so actual cost versus budget. And then contingency. Always plan for contingency. Okay, sometimes ito yung nakakalimutan natin. Na para, oh no. And then we didn't put enough buffer. I think the acceptable buffer is 10%. Anyone from finance? I think 10% is acceptable buffer or acceptable contingency. If you go beyond 10%, you didn't plan it well. Pag masyado kang maraming savings, you didn't plan it well. Although, syempre, parang, hindi, nag-save na nga ako, di ba? But if you really think about it, ba't ganun? 500,000 yung project estimate mo, 150 lang pala. Ay, parang, saan napunta yun? Were you dreaming when you were... ganyan, di ba? So, of course, that's part of money. So, scope, resources, time, and money. Again, the key to putting your project plan together is not to do it yourself. The reason you're gathering, ito ah, when you do your project plan, usually, gagawin mo yan with your team. Because likely, you're not the expert in all fields that require money, that require budget, that require time, task durations. You don't know eh. Some people, they know it better than you. Okay? So as the project leader, you have to get the experts there. Before, when I was managing a shampoo brand. Alam mo, pagkagawa kami ng shampoo, I have a supply chain person estimating, okay, we're going to order from China, parang ganyan. So, ito yung lead time. Itong ingredient na to, you have to order it from South America. Ito yung lead time. I can't tell that. I can't be the one to put that in the plan because they would know better, right? In the same way, especially if it's not your field, don't estimate the time and the budget. Because likely magkakamali tayo. Okay lang ba yun? So, with all humility, right? So, we do this together. Questions? Is it clear? Okay. Right. To summarize, your project brief, which is some sort of your contract, feeds into the planning phase and the output is a project plan. The main focus is definition. That's why it's your map. Pag pinaghirapan nyo na yan, you will just keep referring to the plan. Maybe you have to calibrate a little bit because sometimes things don't always go according to plan. Right? But just be flexible and you kind of have to revisit the plan. But the point is, you need to define it first. Okay? Recommended activities, recruit your project team. Okay? Research the cost. Okay? And then consult on deliverables. Again, if it's not your expertise, if it's to you, ano yun? Paano ko malalaman kung madali lang yun or mahirap? Consult. Because you might be committing to your project sponsor a deadline you cannot meet. Right? Yung mahirap pa, if your project affects the whole organization, that's even more dangerous, right? So, next. Main objectives, you have a clearly defined project scope and team responsibilities. You have scheduled deliverables, and you have an approved budget. Okay. And the main deliverable is a comprehensive and realistic project plan. Questions before we go to the activity? Hindi ko naman kayo natakot, no? Parang, ayoko na mag-manage ng project. Ano, okay. Pero, if you look at this, what this part requires more than anything is diligence. Diba? And the Bible talks about diligence. In fact, it says, the Bible says, diligent hands will rule. Sabihin, and even in Romans, if you have the gift of leadership, let him lead diligently. So there's a lot to do with diligence when it comes to leadership. When you're managing a project, that's leadership kasi. You're leading a team, you're leading the project. And what is required is diligence. This part is doing your due diligence. Okay, man. So just to put it on a more biblical framework. So this part is about diligence. It's tedious, but it's worth it. Madali na, mas okay na naghirap ka sa simula kaysa naghihirap ka sa dulo. Okay, man. So, mabilis lang naman tayo. Once you get this, then you can now proceed. That's why this is your map. No one goes on a journey without a map. So, chart your course. That's your plan. And then, start executing. Okay, if there are no questions, I'm not going to ask you to fill out those things kasi that's tedious. Instead, here's what we're gonna do. On your forms, as it relates to ano yung mga aspects kanina, scope, resources, time, and money, diba? You have project parameters, goals, ganyan. Now, here's what we're gonna do. For the things that come easy for you, encircle it. So, kunwari, budget, madali lang yan sa akin. I can do it with my eyes closed, yan. So, encircle that, right? If you think that's difficult for you, underline it. Para logistics. What's that? So underline it. Ganyan. So I'll give you around 5 minutes and then let's have a quick sharing on which parts of planning are easy for you and which parts of planning are difficult. Okay. Done? See. Just share a little bit before we take a quick break. So anyone want to start? So let's start with scope. Tama. Let's start with scope. Okay, scope. Project parameters. Who finds this easy? Wala. Who finds it difficult? Wala rin. Di ba kayo tapos? 2 more minutes. Ana, sige. Hindi ko sure kung magaling ako or hindi. Depends on the... sige. Why don't you share about that, Iro? Sige nga.
I actually encircled it, but it depends on the project. But right now, as HR, we're doing the service awards.
Okay.
So, sa scope, we know kasi who to invite, of course, the awardees, their guests. But on that part, I think kaya naman. Mm. Pero if we're talking about a conference like you do, I think I'm not good at that.
Mm. So. At least for the project that you're leading right
now.
Okay, so that's easy for you. Who finds it difficult to set project parameters? Anyone who underlined it? Sige, you want to share about that?
Kasi yung sa akin, paano ba to? Yung my thought kasi on this, the reason why I underlined it is because sometimes kapag yung groundwork ka or part ka ng committee, may kunwari, si project sponsor or si project owner, meron silang idea, and then the project sponsor agrees to it, syempre, hindi mo naman pwedeng sabihin na, ito lang kasi yung parameter natin na inagrihan natin una. Kasi yung sa top mismo, they wanted changed. So parang kaya minsan, it's difficult to parang set yung up parameter kasi they are the ones who na i-go na natin to. So parang kunwari, for example, si pastor. Isama na natin to, ganyan. But parang pastor, ito lang yung pinag-agreehan natin. Di ba, sometimes it's difficult to do that. Parang ganon. So, syempre, if the order comes from someone much higher, then you have to work on it.
Absolutely. Who shares the same sentiment with Lara? Meron naman. Oh, sige. I'm supposed to save this for later. But since you touched on it already. Okay. If you noticed, remember, in assessments, we are rated for our service orientation. So we are somehow a service unit, diba, in the church. So really, we can't really just say no. And the project sponsor has the right to change the project scope. Pero when they do, our role is not to say, ah, oh, sige lang. Our role is to get back to them on what that means. So in project management, this is called the iron triangle of project management. Some of you have seen this already. So, okay. So if this is the triangle, the reason it's iron triangle is it's not flexible. Okay. If this is the project, the area is your project quality. Now, project management, as you go through your projects and as you do project management, there are three legs to this. First is scope. That's what we're talking about, diba? Yung project parameter, sabi ni Lara. Then you have time. Then you have resource. Okay. So your pastor tells you, alam mo, mas maganda kung sama rin natin yung mga volunteers, di lang yung victory group leaders. What's happening? You're increasing your scope. That's called scope creep. Yung palaki ng palaki yung project as you go along. Parang tuwing nag-meeting kayo, lumalaki yung project. So, now, the problem is, you have a larger scope, but you haven't changed your time and your resource. The truth is, it won't fit. Now, you can either increase the resource, say, sige po, pwede po natin gawin yan, pero we need more budget. And I need 2 more volunteers. And I need a dedicated person for this. What did you do? You negotiated the resource. Say for, kasi you can't move the time. Hindi, kailangan yung service awards. Kailangan mangyari at this time. You can't change the date. Sure, give me more money. Give me more volunteers. Give me more headcount. Okay ba yun? Now, you're saying, shucks, we can't change the budget. Okay? So now, what do you negotiate? You negotiate the time. So if you can't negotiate the resource, kasi limited talaga yung budget ng church, sabi mo, okay, but can we move the project? Because we need more time. You get it? It's not possible for you to change the scope and not move the others. Either you change or you increase resource, you increase time, or you increase both. You get that? So ngayon, pag si pastor sabi niya, pwede bang sama mo na rin to, tsaka ito, lumaki lang, the project became times 2. Kasi po, yes, we can do that. Did you say no? No, you didn't say no. Yes, we can do that. Pero po, ito po yung cost. We need more money and then we need to move it. We need to move the venue kasi hindi na po kasha. So we need a bigger venue, which means more cost, pero hindi po available yung date. So we need to move the date. So you're moving the others, right? Pag sinabi nung pastor, sige, wag na lang. Let's stick to the original plan. What did you do? You were managing your stakeholder. Right? Now, sometimes, if may gusto kayong project, hindi nyo magalaw yung time. Kasi kailangan na. Hindi nyo magalaw yung resource. So what do? You scope it down. Dito nyo yung scope. ah, walang time, walang budget. Ito na lang yung gawin natin. Yan lang yung kaya eh. You get it? So parang that's another way to manage your project. So the point is, if one moves, the others have to adjust. So again, so you raised a very good point. And I'm trying to equip you on how to manage it. Of course, tayo, we're not going to be difficult and say, ayoko. Or we're not going to say no. But we're going to tell them what the implications are. Right? That's our way of serving our pastors, our department heads. Ayun, naawa na siya. May racer na siya. It's called Iron Triangle. Or the Project Management Triangle. So, para madali, Project Management Triangle na lang, di ba? Right? I have this friend who saw this. If you forget everything about this talk, you'll remember this. I think. Ginawa niya after our project management training. Yun yung sa desk niya, may triangle. I won't forget this again. Right? So, now, yun lang. So I just wanted to speak on that. I was supposed to put that in execute and control because that's your controlling the project. Eh. But since we talked about it anyway, I think it's now a good time to talk about the Iron Triangle. Make sense? Yun. So I think if you have any aha moment, this will be it. Diba? It's a triangle. So again, how do you negotiate? Ay, opo, pwede po natin gawin yan. Ito lang po yung budget na kailangan. Ito po yung tao na kailangan. Ito po yung time na kailangan. Sige, wag na lang. Usually, ganun naman, di ba? They were just trying to push because they were ideating. Sometimes, they haven't decided. Ito ah, they haven't decided. They're just ideating. Alam mo, maganda ata kung ganyan. Ganyan. Now, if you're sharp, you won't consider that. So, is that a decision? You'll try to discern. Hindi ko nga alam eh, pero kaya ba yon? Now, as a project manager, let me get back to you po. And then you do your homework. And then you go back, Pastor, if you want to do that, actually we can, pero we need more budget. Or is it okay if we move it on the following dates? These are the options. Sige, move na lang natin. Maganda kasi nakasama yung mga volunteers. Okay lang. Then you've successfully negotiated the project parameters. Okay? Good? Grabe, no? May ganun pala. Okay. Great. we were in the exercise. Okay. Project parameters. Sige. Goals? Anyone find goal setting easy? I think after a while ago, madali na yung goal setting. Yes? Okay. How about resources? Who finds it difficult to map out people? Who underlined people? Okay. We want to share about that. You have a nickname, bro. Edward. Kasi parang Edrelin na parang.
Last name yan, last name.
Ah, ganun ba yan?
Na-switch lang.
Ah, sige, sige.
Okay.
Yeah, I was really wondering if that was your nickname.
So, yun lang. Sa people lang yung kung paano mo sila... Ako kasi I'm working with volunteers. Mm. So, yung people na kung paano mo sila... Kung sino ilalagay mo. Kasi parang yung time ng people, nahihirapan akong i-budget. Mm. Parang ganun, parang naiisip ko. Masyado naman ang dami na requirement ko. Baka hindi na sila makapagtrabaho. Parang ganun. Mm. Parang ganun yung part ko sa people.
So, minsan nahirap estimate if that's too much load for them. Will they really be able to... Okay. Did you all take the strengths finder? You know, this is where you find someone in your team who has individualization eh, and see if they can profile that person in their minds. You know, parang play to each other's strengths eh. So for me usually I find someone who has individualization parang sa tingin mo ba kaya niya? Then iwag yan, ito. Yeah. Di ba, yung mga ganun, there's always someone in your team who's very good at picking people. You get it? So try to partner with that if that's not your strength. Okay. So that's why we also took the strengths finder. Eh. Great. Good insight. How about logistics? Who underlined logistics? James, share about that.
Ako, I tend to sometimes overlook yung mga kailangan. Let's say, lalo pag masyadong malaki na yung project o kaya maraming mga kailangan yeah, resources, tao. Ganun.
Yeah.
So, yun nga yung sabi mo, classic example, ah, I forgot to book the room. Or, yung may yung ano ba to? let's say yung budget for lunch nung speakers or nung magte-train ganun. So ayun.
Good. Yeah. Anyone who encircled logistics? Ikaw naman. Ah, facilities kasi. Yun. Yan ang susi. partner with Ed. Okay, so good. All right. How about materials? Anyone who underlined materials? Yes. You want to share about that?
Hello. I underline materials kasi for example, we're handling the graphics and signages in building 2. Mm. And then nakipag-meet ako doon sa supplier yesterday. Tapos we have the design na for the world map. Mm. Diba yun? With ano, yun. Tapos we're thinking kung paano namin i-execute kasi we have materials, we can use MDF tapos acrylic painted. Pero dahil sa scope ng wall, dahil masyado malaki yung wall, iniisip niya may dugtong. So, yun, we're thinking kung paano. So, medyo mahirap yung materials in execution.
Yeah. So, thinking through that, no? Yeah. Understand. So, partner with someone with expertise. Okay, ito na. Time. Anyone who underlined task durations? Marami ba? Ako rin, kasama ako dyan. Mahirap to eh. Anyone who wants to share about that? Yes.
Maybe everyone would agree kasi meron, as admin, slasher din kasi sometimes. So every time that we would handle events, meron din kaming iba pang administrative role. Mm. So sometimes we tend to parang hindi na po masunod yung task duration. Dapat ito na and all. So, guilty.
Because you're juggling.
Yes.
Okay. Anyone encircled task duration? Wow. Of course, our facilities. Grabe. Pag kailangan nyo pala mag-ano, no? Mag-estimate, you can... So, sige nga, share about that.
Ako naman kasi, mahilig ako mag-allowance. So, pag may time duration yan, kumbaga ang dami ko na naiisip na gagawin, ma-allowance naman ako.
May futuristic ka ba, bro?
Wala, wala. Ano lang, nasa logistics lang ako dati, project.
Okay, so it's become a skill. To galing. So maybe, an insight there is buffer. Put a buffer. Margin is important. Diba? So, always put margin in your calendar. For me, the most dangerous project calendar, project plan, is the one that has zero error. Yung madelay ka lang ng 1 hour, wala na. Ganun. So when you're in a zero error project timeline, that's the most dangerous timeline ever. Because if anything goes wrong at any point, then you have no margin. So always have margin, always have buffer. So thank you for sharing that. Good. Great. Good insight. Dependencies. Anyone encircled dependencies? Okay. Anyone want to... ikaw rin nag-encircle. Grabe. Bro, gusto mo magturo? baka ikaw rin. Alright. Okay. Anyone who wants to share why they underline dependencies? Sige. Ay, okay.
Akin po. For HR, I take care of the materials. So it involves design. So I think I underlined it because sometimes I find it hard to deliver, especially if kung walang lumalabas the creative juices, like that. So, yun po. So it's that. But I was able to ano naman, handle that naman over time.
Okay. All right. Okay. Last, money. Budget. Anyone finds it easy to budget? Circle? Janelle? Okay. You want to share?
Victor Malat, it's a bit easy because I've seen budget submitted to me. Somehow I learned from that. Mm. Yeah.
So you've seen so much of it?
Yeah.
Great. Exposure, diba? So it's second nature to you. To budget. You know, alam mo na kung magkano yung steerer, alam mo yung mga ganun. Sobrang memorize mo na yan. All right. Okay. Okay. Contingencies. Anyone who underlined contingencies? Buffer. Nag-buffer ba kayo lahat? Sanay na lahat, eh, no? Yes, buffer. Buffer namin agad next year. Ang tawag po doon ay sandbagging. Anyway, okay. Good. So, just wanted to go through it so that at least we discussed it. You'll remember scope, resources, time, and money.